Blog Talk Radio.
Freedoms, amen. And I know they're probably monitoring all this, and everybody gets on these radios and preach now, and they probably have all the interviews on it, you know, and they're just waiting for the day, you know, and Satan completely takes over. And the ones that are being run by the devil, they're Satan's children. some of it might be the devils himself, you know what I mean? So, not the devil, but the devils. They take on human form. They get into human, they did Judas. Amen. You ever thought about that? The demon got into Judas. But anyways, I got a title tonight in the news, preaching from the word and some news for today. Not sure exactly how to go with this, and yeah, I say it every week, man, you know, and I've been praying again all day, really all week, and I've got no excuse for anything, but I feel led in my heart to, I'm going to bring out a few things here just in the news, and I might start doing this once a month, you know, or twice a month, try to get people to call in before on here, and just talk. You know, share what God laid on your heart, and I can't get nobody to do it. And so, well, I did have one guy call from Texas out there somewhere. He would call. I think he was on the streets preaching, but he'd tune in, and I thank God for him. I don't even remember who he was, but I hadn't seen him on here in a long time. I hadn't heard nobody call or nothing like that. And but I praise God that he did call in, and I hope he's still praying for me. Because I'm, you know, still a preaching, and I'm going to preach, and the Lord allows me to, but I do thank God for the radio ministry. I tell the Lord, you know, every week, you know, even if I've pared down and just studied, I don't feel like I've studied enough, you know, and I get on Facebook. I'll just be honest with you. I get on Facebook, I see a lot of things I'm interested in, and I get caught up in that, and I read every day, though, and I thought about preaching on the blood, you know, and I still might. But it does take the blood of Jesus Christ to save you. Amen. There's a lot of things going on and a lot of, I won't say arguments. I try to stay away. The older I get, the more I've learned. Amen. I think I've learned a little bit of wisdom, but I don't even on Facebook. I don't even like getting on there talking much, you know, about certain things because always. It ain't me doing it, but it always seems like they want to argue with you, you know, and they want to call your name, so, you know, or tell you got to repent because you're not saved, you know, and I've been saved for 32 years, and I'm a whip behind the ear young believer. Been in the ministry 6 months, and he's telling these older preachers they need to repent and get right with God because they got the answers, and they don't. You know, the older ones don't. They don't know what they're talking about. But you got to be careful with that, too, because the Bible says to rebuke not an elder, you know, but entreat him as a father. And I learned that. Going on somewhere. I don't know what that was, but I had a ringing. I hope it ain't just on the radio thing. Ain't no telling. I heard it earlier too. It might be a government watch. Who knows? I've heard it before on my. I don't know if y'all heard it or not. It's like a telephone ringing somewhere. I don't have a phone like that, and I've heard it before on this. It didn't start doing that till that stupid Windows 10 tried to get on there, and it got on there. But I praise God, I got it off. But yet, I think they probably planted some stuff in there. I believe all the computers and stuff have got stuff planted anyways, you know. I mean, they're listening, they're watching, and, you know, we're the nuts because, you know, because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe he's the only way. We believe your sins are put under the blood. We believe, you know, we believe in repenting. And the left-wing people out there today, they don't like us because we're right. You know, it's one way I look at it, you know what I mean? I mean, I am right, amen, because I stand for Jesus Christ. I stand for the cross. Amen. I believe the cross, though, was used as a tool, the instrument of God. And I know he talks about we preach the cross. Amen. The foolishness of preaching, you know, about the cross. But I believe, according to the Bible, it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away your sins. The blood, the cross don't wash away your sin, but the blood does. Amen. And that's why Jesus Christ came. He died on a cross. He shed his blood for our sins. And they don't want to hear that today, amen. I'm talking from the White House to the church house to the schoolhouse to your job to every house in America today. Listen to me. Well, I say every. Most of today, I don't believe there's but 1% of America, especially, that's a Christian. That's a true born-again believer, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He took our sins away. And I want to say something about that, too. Yeah, Jesus came to take away our sins, but he also came, amen, he shed his blood. He saved us from our sins, amen. So, and two, well, he saved us from our sins. You hear me now? I want you to hear me. Because I hear preachers, man, trying to say about that, you know, that, and I feel like they try to make us feel bad because we say, you know, that God saved us and I won't have to go to hell. I rejoice that I don't have to go to hell. I don't feel bad about that. I ain't sinning. I'm not lost. I've repented of my sins. I've been saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He washed me from my sin, but he saved me from hell, amen. He kept me from going to hell, amen. That's what the Bible teaches. I won't have to go to hell. And I thank God for that. I rejoice in the fact that I don't have to go to hell. I don't feel bad, and I'm not afraid to say that on the radio. I'm not afraid to post it anywhere. I thank God I don't have to go to hell. I rejoice that I don't have to go to hell. I thank God he took my sins away. I thank God that he forgave me of my sins. But I also thank God that he died on the cross and I don't have to go to hell. That's what he came for. We were lost, headed for hell, lost in our sin, but Christ saved us so we don't have to go to hell. Well, I don't know what that ringing is. It might be someone trying to call on my phone. I don't know. I ain't going to worry about it. The devil trying to distract, amen. But I'm telling you what, man, I thank God that I'm saved. My sins are gone, but I ain't going to hell. Amen. I will preach that just as much as I will, that Jesus Christ saved me from my sin. Amen. When he saved me, he washed my sins away. When he saved me, he made a way for me to go to heaven. Hallelujah. When he saved me, he saved me from going to hell. God, sweet Jesus, and I'm going to preach it. I will preach on hell just as much as I will preach about God taking sins away. Amen. I will not leave the one without the other. You might just talk about this. He came to take away our sins. Amen. Yeah, praise God that he did. But he also saved us so we don't have to go to hell. And I do rejoice. I'm happy I don't have to go to hell. I rejoice that I don't have to go to hell. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I'm not lost. And like every time I turn around, Baptist preachers, fundamental Baptist preachers, man, they're hungry because they don't agree with you or they don't like what you say. Every time you turn around, you got your opinion. I have my opinion, but I'm the one going to hell. Well, I ain't going to hell, thank God. See, the rich man, Lazarus with the Abraham bosom, the rich man died and went to hell. Did he not? And what did the rich man say? He said one thing about sin, or he knew he messed up. But he wanted God to raise Lazarus from the dead and to go tell his brothers, listen to me now, listen to me about hell, preachers. I want you to hear about hell tonight, too. You understand? Rich man told God, he said, go have him, go tell him, Rabbit. Raise him from the dead. I want you to go tell him, God, have him re-raised from the dead, and tell him about this place of torment. He did not tell him. He was not saying, God, don't tell him to wash your sins away, that he died for your sins. No, he said, I don't want him coming to this place of torment. He was telling them, wanting God to warn them about hell. No. He sure was. He was warning him. He wanted God to raise Lazarus from the dead to warn his brothers of hell. So it is in the Bible. Amen. The day of the Lord. Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Amen. Lord, I praise your holy name. I love Jehovah. Thank you for loving me. I need your help tonight, God. I'm undeserving, God, of everything you've done. You shed your blood for my sins. Amen. You kept me from going to hell. Glory to God. I'm going to preach on that. I'm going to shout on that. I'm going to rejoice. Rejoice, God. Amen. Not just that my sins are forgiven, but I do not have to go to hell. And I praise you for that. Amen. I don't know if that's coming across the radio station or what, but I keep hearing a phone, man, or something. But anyway, I ain't going to try to bring it up. It's on my other phone. I don't hear it on here. But I do believe we're online still because it shows that I am. But anyways, in the news, I just wanted to share a few things. And they might be doing that because I'm getting loud. They don't like what I'm saying, so they're going to try to block it. Who knows? But I'm going to say what I can when I can, amen, until they kick me off here. Amen. But anyways, praise the Lord. Somebody might be trying to call in the radio station and can't get through. I did. I'm online. I mean, I'm on. But anyways, isn't that just the disturbance, I guess? But I got to thinking about some things. That's why I put in the news, you know, preaching from the Word, some news for the day. I want to share a few things. Hey, amen. There's a guy named Rick Wiles, I believe. I noticed guys that I talk to on the internet, they won't say nothing, you know, but I'm gonna take it out and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you this. His name's Rick Wiles, and look up about the and I want to warn you too when you it's bad enough, okay? Because you know, in the thing that they come out clothed and they start taking their clothes off. They're not naked, but I mean, they're close to it. You know, really just being honest with you. You know, they're close to it. You know, but I mean, it really, you know, it's no different than the Baptists going out on the lakes out there with their panties and bras on. Should I say? You know, you call them a bikini or bathing suit. So really, it's no different. It shouldn't shock you, amen, because your wife goes out there just like that on the beach. So the only difference is they call it a bikini, not panties and bra. So what I'm going to do, I'll be right back. I got to find out, y'all. See what's going on with my computer. Trying to see if I'm online. Yeah, it's coming off the phone, so I'm still online.
What happens to that creature? preacher's out selling that wage. That singer's now singing country. They sold out what is right for what is wrong. What happened to that church who used to be on fire? What happened to all the voices who sang in that heavenly choir? Oh, the church has now grown dead and cold. The choir is silent cause nobody goes. They sold out to the world and their own desire. Listen to me. This heart belongs to Jesus, cause he saved my soul from hell. This heart belongs to Jesus. This heart is not for sale. Make a lot of dough. I said, thanks for your offer. It all sounds swell. But I belong to Jesus and I'm just not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. And well, if you're living for Jesus, friend, there'll come a day that old devil's gonna try to get you some way. He'll try you and tempt you with his lies straight from hell. To say I belong to Jesus and devil, I'm not for sale.
Well, amen. I'm back on the radio. Amen. So, anyways, I didn't hear that phone ring or whatever it was doing at all one time on that song. So, I don't know what we're going to do, but maybe it's because it's recorded on the internet on my computer. So, I hope to have some other songs by next week, too, if I can figure this thing out. But, anyways, like I said, Rick Wiles has a video out. It's on truenews.com if you want to pull it up there about the Switzerland tunnel. It's wicked as hell. Just be careful, amen. And I wouldn't do this, but I keep thinking, I hear the brethren, I'm gonna be honest with you, the brethren you know, oh, man, you don't need to do this. And, hey, I'm very careful. I really am. But I keep getting this verse, amen. It seemed like going through my mind and my heart, God's people perish for the lack of knowledge. Station or something is good because they don't like what I'm saying or something. I don't know what it is, but they didn't say nothing about that song, man. That noise did not happen until I started preaching again. So I don't know what it is, amen. But if you're trying to call in, 646-915-9266 is the number that you can come in and listen live, amen, on your telephone. And that's what it sounds like someone's trying to, like a phone's ringing. And it might be in the thing, but I don't know. Maybe there are people out there at the switchboard on Blog Talk Radio is doing it on deliberately. I don't know. Hey, man, they own this thing, and I understand that, hey, man. And sometimes they block things. I don't know, but I'm telling you this, man. When you get to preaching the true, just preaching the raw Bible, just like it is, things start happening, hey, man. Things really start happening. And then that's when, I don't know, it seemed like maybe the Lord just get me going, man, because that aggravates the fire out of me. Amen. But that's okay, too. I'm going to keep on preaching, just say that whatever I can. Amen. If they block it, they block it. But I tell you this, amen, Jesus Christ is coming. We're living in a wicked, nasty world. And this guy, Rick Wiles, it shows in there, like I said, in TrueNews.com, Switzerland Tunnel. It shows that they glorify the devil. And I noticed in the news in America how the atheist, quote, atheist, unquote. They call themselves atheists. I call you an antichrist. There's no such thing as an atheist. You do believe in God. You just don't realize it. The devils believe in God. They trample. So you do believe in God, or he's like you're dumber than your brothers, you know, the devils, and your father Satan. They believe in God, and they trample. But America now is being turned over to Satan because of the wickedness and the rejection of God Almighty. So God's turning her over. And that's why we got these things going on. But even in Switzerland, man, that is totally wicked. I'm telling you, that video is 15 minutes long. It's wicked. They glorify the devil. And they glorify, and they're talking about going down through the tunnel, amen, bragging about hell. And I'm telling you, it's wicked. But I got news for you. Every atheist, every devil following reprobate atheist, I want you to know something. You're going to hell. The Bible said the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Go ahead and believe there ain't no God, but I believe there is. And I believe the Bible over you any day. You are going to hell. You are going to burn in the same hell that the devil's living in. Amen. Everyone and anyone that rejects Jesus Christ and what he's done, amen, he went to the cross, he died for your sins, you reject him, every unbeliever, every reprobate, every murderer, every whoremonger, every adulterer is going to burn in the lake of fire. Where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the word dies not, you will burn in hell. You understand me? The world is glamorizing the devil. Everything's getting shut up for Satan to take rule. There are still things in my heart. I hope that God just might give us a little more space. I don't know. Maybe God's mercy will go a little bit further for America, the churches of America, to repent and give right with God. Maybe. His time ran out on the days of Noah. His time ran out on the days of Lot. It's time for America might have run out already. I don't know. We'll see. That's why I'm in the news. Now, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again, but then there's something else going on. I'm not saying this for you to run down there to Florida. And I didn't have a chance, amen. I was going to look it up today here on the Internet to see how many churches today there are, like this one church down in Florida. I want to know how many of them are in America to let you know. I do know of one. It's called the New Church. Not new, the new, N-U-D-E, the New Church. That's right, that's what I said, the New Church. And they say it's okay for you to come to church new. That God don't look on the outside, but man does. Listen. I'm going to be frank with you. Or let me say, I'm going to be wild with you. I'm going to be straight and straight to me. That is wickedness. That man that calls himself pastor of the church, he is a wicked, devil, lusting after your wife, your daughter, the women of the church. Listen. I wouldn't visit that church. I am all man. You understand why? I am totally all man. Amen. I believe what God said at the beginning. He made them male and female. And I'll tell you what, I know the difference. And I know what happens. And for a church, they call themselves a church to set up. And what it is, it's the devil that got in there and found shady women laden with sin and men laden with sin. And they want to call us a church. No, it's a bunch of lustful, wicked reprobates calling themselves Christians. By your fruit, you're showing you are wicked. When God created Adam and Eve, and when they sinned, God clothed them to cover up their nakedness. When they realized they were naked, do you know why? I do. Don't tell me. Dude, not you. Right. You are a liar if you sit there and tell me, I could go to that church, man, if he naked, it wouldn't bother me. You're a liar. Are you guys something definitely wrong with you? You got problems. But I'm telling you, we have that in America. I was told by a preacher, and I'm not trying to be ugly here, but I believe too, man, amen, I believe it, and there might be something going on, I don't know, I don't even care where they're at, amen, I just happen to, it seemed like God let that one pass my way, but I believe there's churches out there, I'll tell you another one here in a minute, amen, let me tell you something, I tell you what, amen, there's churches that are having orgies, man, and there's people out there, so-called preachers, telling other men that who they're married to, it's not the woman they're supposed to be with, they're supposed to be with another man's wife, and that man's wife is supposed to be with this other guy. I'm telling you, they tell people that in some of these churches. They lock the doors and the preacher tells them that. I know that for a fact, down in Louisiana. Amen, there's another preacher down in Georgia, Monroe, Georgia. I wish I could remember the name of the church I called out. It's wicked as hell, man. Got up there in his pulpit from when I knew one of the people, the families that was going there. I don't know if they're still going there. I hope they're not. It's been years ago since I've talked to them. Many years ago. But that preacher got up and said, I'll tell you what, if the Holy Ghost of God tells your wife, you listen to me now. He's saying to me, he tells his wife, your wife. He's saying nothing about his wife, but your wife, man. He wants your wife. Yeah, by the fruits, his thoughts, his manifesting, what's on his heart, he's wicked. He said, the Holy Ghost of God tells your wife it's okay for her to strip butt naked and run around his chair. He ain't got no problem with it. Yeah, he
church. Wait a minute. I don't care if you like that or not. Then he would tell his people to get out of their seats and line up around the church, inside the church, and start running around saying, that's God. They're trying to bring God, and they're running around on the corner, running in church, line is full of the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you what, they ain't the Holy Ghost of God. You don't have to work the Holy Ghost, but the God. Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost in you, God walking. He'll manifest himself. God's presence will come, amen. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. You ain't got to work it up. You ain't got to pump it up. He's in you.
If you're saved, I've been shouting, praising God, dancing, glorifying Jesus. I know you Baptists out there, some of you don't like that one. I even the word, I say dancing, but it's in the Bible. And I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Amen. I am going to stand with the Word of God. And I hope it here lives the devil. We're pathetic. The church is pathetic. Jesus said, or the Bible shall say, Jesus, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. It's Jesus. Were they ashamed? No, they weren't ashamed. Were they blessed? They can't blush. They can't even blush anymore. They're so far into sin, they can't blush. The church is full of sin. Jesus said, you bring your abominations to this house, you call the Lord's. You call it my house, but you're bringing your abomination. There are people that are going to that place, they call a church, naked. They got problems, man. They're abomination. It's not of God. Rick Wiles in that Switzerland tunnel, the naked church down in Florida. I don't know how many's in America. I really don't care, but I'm sitting there saying, Lord, I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Now I got something else to share. This is over another place. It's called London. This is how, listen to me. I'm telling you, the world is getting so full of wickedness. Yeah, it's been there, but now it's just getting where it's so easy now just to say, we're going to do what we block the law off to. I don't care what God says. And I promise you, if it starts over there, it's going to go off. I'll tell you, it's going to be here in America. It's going to happen. Why? Because America denies God. All the lies in the White House, the Senate, people running for Congress, people running for president, they deny God.
I'm trying not to be loud, but I can't help it. I got my phone in the wrong place tonight, I think. But they do. We live in a world, listen to me, they're going to open it up. They are going to open up a nude restaurant in London. And you might know this already. See, I'm always a few hours, you know, left behind. You know, someone told me I was in the dark ages still. I don't know. But anyway, they're going to open up, if they haven't already. I don't know, it might be old news, I don't know, but I just heard about it the other day. London is going to have, supposed to be the first nude restaurant. Now, there's going to be people going to eat supper, lunch or breakfast in the nude in London. Now that's kind of pathetic, don't you think? You know, I'm telling you, man, this world, America, It's all, listen, every time I turn around, I see things and I listen and I watch. But, you know, I mean, I know the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money. So that's where it starts. But, you know, I've noticed that people don't blush. They can't blush for their sin anymore. They can't. If their conscience is seared with a hot iron, and they're going to do whatever they want to. Just like the sodomite, there's very few, listen, honestly, there's like 3% in this country, and it seems like they have the rule. You know, Satan's the god of this world right now, but thank God one day God is going to lock that reprobate up and cast him into hell, and every one of you that follow him are going to go with him. Amen. But we live in a world that can't blush over their sin anymore. And I'm telling you, this country is going to this country. There's new churches saying, we know that very soon, somewhere, somebody's going to open up a nude restaurant. They're going to be nude people going to movies. What? They're going to be nude people walking, not just on the beaches. See, they should have shut them stupid beaches down a long time ago. Call them nudist colonies. They should have put them in jail a long time ago. But I don't tell you what happened to man a long time ago. He got sin so deep into his heart, he didn't care anymore. We used to have some greed about us in America. We used to have some kind of holiness about us in America. The women used to dress right, cover their nakedness up. And the men used to cover their nakedness up, man, and they didn't go off to somebody else's wife. They stayed home with theirs, and mama stayed home taking care of the house like she's supposed to. She used to be a keeper of the house, amen. And take care of her husband and the children in her home. But man, I don't study on it. Man wanted to see more of the woman. They got bored with seeing women in long dresses. So they started cutting them off a little bit at a time. They started testing the waters. And so women started breaking away from the home. And then the women started putting on them bathing suits and one-piece bathing suits and testing the law to see how far they could go. Yeah, they got it on the internet, the first woman that went to jail because she had a baby. But you know what happened? The men started crumbling. They got to seeing that, man. They got to lust and after that. They got to wear a little girl, man. It ain't going to hurt nothing. So next thing you know, they're wearing bikinis. Next thing you know, they ain't wearing hardly anything. You know why? Because man's heart is desperately wicked. They love darkness rather than they love light, amen. And their heart is desperately wicked. They lustful, full of sin. Yeah, I don't care if you like it or not. Women should have kept the long dresses on, keep your nakedness covered up, amen. If you're going to show your nakedness, amen, show your booty to somebody, it ought to be your husband. Holy Christ is still seen in the eyes of God. Pay sex before marriage, buddy. And man, you understand me? Preachers don't preach on that no more. Why? Because their church is full of fornicators. Nobody hardly gets married anymore. Nobody wants to stay married anymore. Everybody wants to whore around hip hop and hop from man to man. Test the waters, they say. Well, I want to test to see if I can live with this man. So they fornicate for 15, 20 years, decide, well, I'm tired of that one. I'm going to give you another one. But they get used to each other after a couple of years and say, no, I'm done with this, man. Playtime. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just being truthful, man. The man's heart gets so full of wickedness and lust, man, that today, amen, the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, vexed us all down here, amen, in this country. And that's called America. It's supposed to be a Christian nation. That's puke hogwash. That's been alive for years. This ain't no Christian nation. I puke on that thought, man. This nation does not love God.
is proven. Amen. By their fruits you shall know them. God's people are here still on this earth, but they're very few. Amen. Because now is that way. You don't walk now, buddy. You walk in a narrow path. And people don't want to do that because they lose their friends. They lose their family. They lose life. And they lose their job. They lose their home. And they don't want to do that. But Jesus gave it all for you. But you don't want to give it up because that's your heart. Amen. In your heart, that's what you want. You know what? Jesus said, you have your reward. Whatever you have down here, that is your reward. That's it. When I fell in love with the Lord, when Jesus saved me, I'm telling you what, man. I'm telling you, I fell in love with Jesus. And I told God, amen, yeah, I told God, I talked with God. When I say I told God, I talked with God. I talked to God, amen. I don't know who you talk to, but I talked to God. You might not talk to God, but I talked to God, and God talked back to me. In the word, now, I tell you what, there's an audible voice, amen, that speaks to me. Inside my heart and my mind, and God speaks to me. He left me, now he left me. I told God a long time ago, we sat down and had a conversation when I got saved. I said, God, and there was no Baptist preacher telling me you can't do this and you can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. I stayed in that Bible. You weren't there, but me and God, buddy, me and God. You hear me, honey? Me and God was there. And God was teaching me. I didn't have somebody trying to tell me, don't do this and don't do that. Don't dance, don't pray to God, don't lift your hands, don't shout, don't say, Lord, don't play no music. No, God, I'm holding in the word. He said, you do what I tell you to do, Wally. He told me one day, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, follow my word. He said, Wally, he said, I've known you. Amen. I knew you before you was there in your mama's womb. I have predestined you to preach, boy. And they ain't going to like you. They ain't going to like what you have to say, Wally. They ain't going to like it, buddy. Amen. I heard that. In my heart, I heard that. I read the word. Amen. And then when I found it in Jeremiah, I said, glory to God, before I was ever formed. In my mama's womb, God knew who I was. And God just confirmed it to me, amen, when he said, well, they ain't going to like him. All you going to preach, man, they ain't going to like you. You going to tell the truth, they ain't going to like it. If you stand for truth and righteousness, you're on the narrow way, buddy. You got to tell it straight. There's no compromise. They don't like you. Preached a friend of mine out there tonight being called a cult. They don't want to come to his church because he's a cult. No, the reason they don't want to come to church is because they're lost. Amen. They don't want to hear truth. You know why? Because it's going to rock their boat, baby. It's going to put a hole in that boat, and that boat's going to sink. I tell you what, David, if you want truth, God will give you the truth, and the truth will set you free, honey. You want liberty, God will give you liberty, amen. But you got to get it from God, the Spirit of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'll tell you what, in my own life, God saved me, and he gave me liberty. Why? Because he's there. I just got to read my Bible. I got to preach the truth, man. I just start telling it like it is, amen. I didn't always talk like this. I wasn't always like this. Amen, but I tell you what, the more I studied, the more I prayed, the more I fasted, the more valleys and the hard times of Israel, God said, preach. When I think about old brother Paul, man, listen to me. Oh, Paul, you would think, oh, my goodness, don't listen to it. Listen to his testimony. Listen to what God said. That's why these TV evangelists are a bunch of flakes, man. They're false prophets. They're false witnesses. What did God tell Paul? What did God tell, I think it's, what is his name, Ananias? Not Ananias. It might have been. He said, go tell Paul. He's one of mine. He's blind sitting down there. Man, he, the man had a dream. Paul had a dream. And he was going to come talk to him. And he did. And you know what God told the man? Go tell Paul. Go tell Paul. He said, I got a few things I want to tell Paul. I said, go tell him the things he's going to have to suffer.
See, some preachers out there lying to you somewhere saying, oh, it's going to be glorious. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good. I tell you, I ain't knocking. Hey, God has been good to Brother Wally. I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, God has been so good to me. I've seen miracles happen. I know some of y'all don't believe in miracles, but I do. Sorry, the Bible doesn't change. God the same today as it was yesterday, forever will be. He changes not. He does still do miracles, whether you believe it or not. I believe it. The problem is that he doesn't do it for you because you don't believe. That's why Jesus wouldn't even go into these cities. He didn't even say it. He said in his word in the gospel. Hear me, Matthew, Mark, Luke, looking John. Amen. Go look. Amen. Go look, you guys. Amen. He said, you know why Jesus didn't go into some of the cities, you know, to do any miracles? Because he said they didn't believe. You know why God ain't doing no miracles for you? Because you don't believe. I've seen miracles happen. I heard God speak to my heart when I needed him the most, and God speak to me through the word, but I heard his voice speaking to me while he was showing me through the word. And I don't care if you like that or not. Say what you want to. It don't make one red cent, red foot to me. I know what God done for me. And I'm not lost. I don't need to repent. I'm not going to hell because I'm saved, born again, just like Jesus said I was. I don't care what you have to think about it or say about it. I have been saved, sealed, and saved. Hey, man, listen to me. I've been saved, sealed, sanctified. I'm telling you, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I am sanctified. I'm sealed until the day of redemption, and there's nothing you can do about it. I know what God does. I don't want to tell y'all that. I'm telling y'all, listen, in the news, man, these things are going on. All these things are going on. New churches. Nude restaurants. I'm telling you what, they're going to be nude. I'm telling you, everywhere you turn, they're going to be people. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this. And, you know, God bless y'all in Texas. I mean, really. It's the wild world of the world. Really? Okay. Now, it ain't been that way. If it is, I know, I guess they're saying that because they had the Bible going through there. But you know what? You know what? I love y'all. I love my brothers in Kansas. I love my brothers in California. I love my brothers in Florida and Georgia and Ohio. And I love my brothers all over the country. Listen to me, but I'm gonna tell you something. Every state in the United States of America, really, they've never been united. They've always been divided. But every place they call a state in America is never been godly. I can prove it. There's been porno shops. There's been beer stores. That's just for beginners. There's whorehouses. There's a place out here in Tennessee that says, I drove through Milan, Tennessee. Milan, Tennessee. If he was Lord of Milan, Tennessee, and that store there, Walmart, would be selling beer and stuff, man. Yeah, they wouldn't have the pornography sitting inside the stores, man. You know, I mean, don't tell me Jesus is Lord. Jesus might be Lord in your life, but he's not Lord of your city. I don't believe there's one city in this country that Jesus is Lord of. Nah. Because if Jesus was Lord of that whole city, then everybody in that city would have to be born again, and they're not. I don't believe there's one city in America that has everybody that's truly born again in it. You can drive through all these cities. There still might be some. The place where I grew up, Magnolia, Arkansas, they didn't sell beer and stuff until recently. There was a preacher going down there trying to fight it, man. But you know what? The rich folks decided to let it come on in. There wasn't no Christians out there on the streets that I heard. You know, there's only, you know, I'm talking about a few. The guy tried to fight it, and there were some people out there that didn't want it. But you know what? You know what happened? The Christians voted it in. Yeah. Yeah, in the news. Listen to me. Reason I brought up Texas a while ago, because there's a place down in Texas. I don't want to say, I really don't want to say these things, but my people perish for lack of knowledge, because I hope, you know, you don't run, I'm not even sure exactly what city it is. But the feminist women voted up to the men, to the city council of this one city in Texas, the great Bible Belt of the world. And they won. Now they can run around that city and what is something going on with my computer here. But let me see here. See, there's always a distraction. Are we still on the air? Yeah, well, we're on the air. Well, Skype. I'm on the air, is all I know. I don't know what's going on, y'all, with my computer here, but it looks like the devil's fighting me all together. But anyway, there's a city down there. I hope we're still recording. There's a city down there. I'm on the telephone. And there's a city down in Texas somewhere. I vaguely remember, but I'm not going to say. But the feminist women fought against the men, saying if a man can go around the city with their shirt off, then we should be allowed to. And so they do. They beat it. They won in court. You know, and so now the feminist Jezebel women run around in one of the cities in Texas with their tops off, completely off, no bra, no shirt, no t-shirt, nothing. And it's totally what they call legal. And just because they call it legal, God doesn't make it legal. You hear me? Okay, we got that clear, right? Thank you. Anyway, that's in the news. That's just a few things in the news. Y'all could go on about things that are going on in our country, and I've said it so many times before, but I'm not going to do it. Amen. So I'm going to try something here tonight. Now, if you're not saved, I hope you get saved. I'm just going to change this around a little bit. I want you to hear this. I love it. I love to hear it every time I hear him. You might not, but yeah, I think maybe it'll help somebody. It's on my heart to do this, so I'll be back. Lord willing, if this thing cuts off, I'll see y'all and talk to y'all next week, Lord willing.
Let us turn now to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter, verses 36 through 39. 7th chapter, verses 36. 39. We're going to read this together. Matthew, Mark, Luke 7, 36 through 39. If you do not have a Bible, we want you to look on with someone else, so you will know that I am preaching from the Word of God.
Yes.
Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 39. And it reads, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what was American life and culture is inauthentic, to say the least.
Yeah.
As a people, we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Although we are made in the image of God, we don't know much about God.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, we don't know much about ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Much of what the predominant Anglo-Saxon European culture portrays of us is negative. In the mainstream media, the term black has become a synonym for crime, poverty,
miseducation,
or no education. Indeed, my friends, study after study has shown that African Americans even see themselves in a negative light.
Yeah.
And this is with good reason. The overwhelming majority of urban black America grows up in the midst of mind-numbing material poverty. And an ever deepening home of spiritual neglect. The generation that is coming into being in this, the early 21st century, this is perhaps the third or fourth generation that will have less than their parents.
Yeah.
In the home, there's usually one birth parent, the mother. And because the number of black females who are choosing to remain unmarried is skyrocketing, children continue to be brought into the world confused about themselves.
Yeah.
Confused about the notions of what it means to be part of a family.
Yeah.
Confused about their sexuality.
Yeah.
And most of all, confused about what it means to be worthy of being loved.
Yes, Lord.
And this is truly a sad fact. Because if we cannot love ourselves, we are incapable of loving anybody else. The biblical mandate in both the Old and New Testaments is clear. Love your neighbor as yourself. Implicit in this mandate is that one has a healthy view of his own personhood. Your personhood is who you are as a person. It is what you are at your deepest levels. It is what you think about yourself. Personhood is what separates a human being from an animal. Your personhood is what keeps you from acting instinctually like an animal. Your personhood is what keeps you from being with unconfused, with uncontrollable wants and desires.
A thief is a person who
is what keeps an angry black man from taking revenge on his brothers.
Yeah.
It is what keeps a single black female celibate.
Yeah.
Even though everybody else is gang hopping.
Yeah.
A mean person who frees us from being Indian. A fitting personhood frees us from being jealous of folk.
Yeah.
A fitting personhood frees us from having malice in our hearts.
Yeah.
A fitting personhood is the image of God waiting to come forth from within you.
Yeah.
An animal, on the other hand,
right,
are those filled with uncontrollable passions and emotions,
yeah,
cannot express the image of God.
Yeah.
You see, in order to learn to love like God loves,
yeah,
we must first learn how to love ourselves,
yeah,
and experience authentic personhood.
Yeah.
All of the aforementioned factors, poverty, single parent homes, lack of education, etc., they have combined over the last 50 years,
yes, sir,
to create a sea of helplessness and hopelessness that has further fed our spiritual decline as a people.
Yes.
In a word, my friends, many of us today, we feel just plain ugly.
Yes.
Yes. I know we dress well. I know that some of us are well educated.
Yes.
I know that we express ourselves articulately. I know that we own our own homes.
Yes.
And we believe ourselves to be genuinely good people.
Yes.
Yet in the back of our minds,
many
of us feel worthless.
Yes.
Like we are next to nothing. Just plain ugly. This is exactly where the heroine in this passage of scripture finds herself. She is feeling downright ugly. And although her biography is not given to us, we may reasonably deduce from the text that she is not a part of the in crowd.
Yeah.
She is described several times in the passage as a sinner.
Yeah.
And this woman was not just any sinner.
Yeah.
Some theologians consider her a prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Other theologians say that this description is mistaken and is too harsh. But nevertheless, this woman was a known sinner.
Yes.
She is described by the Pharisee in verse 39 as a sinner.
Yes.
She is described by Jesus in verse 48 as a sinner.
Yes.
But the question I have today is, isn't it ironic that the very social environment that tells women that they are ugly,
yes,
is the same one that offers the sin to them that makes them feel ugly?
Yes.
Let me give you an example now. Music in urban America is complete with ugly references to black women.
Yes.
Itches?
Yes.
Holes?
Yes.
But yet it's this environment that also offers them jobs as strippers, exotic dancers, and prostitutes. Another example comes from our homes. Most homes, listen to me good, look at me, most homes send an undeniable message to the children. Three words. You are unloved. Most homes. I'm not talking about our parents, talking about in here.
Yes.
Send an undeniable message to the children. Satan.
Yes.
You are unloved.
Yes,
my children are denied authentic personhood.
Yes. Yes.
They are treated as mere appendages, as little sacks of burdens to be born,
yes,
rather than as little images of God to be nurtured and cared for.
Yes.
The ugly begins in the home.
Yes.
You want to know how you got to be feeling ugly? It started at your house.
Yes.
You are a child. Starts at the home because home is where incest occurs.
Yes.
You know what incest is, right?
Yes.
That's what a person messing with you and they're your kids.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Incest makes a person feel ugly.
Yes.
Many rapes occur in the home.
Yes.
At the hands of persons, not that we don't know, but of persons we do know.
Yes. Yes.
And then we go to mama and daddy to tell them so and so raised me.
Yes.
We feel ugly.
Yes.
Because our claims fall on deaf ears.
Yes.
Physical abuse.
Yes, sir.
Occurs in the home.
Yes.
And it makes children feel ugly.
Yes, sir.
You say they should not abuse, but you hit that child all upside of it.
Yes.
You're calling her the same B and W that the rap video is calling her.
Yes,
neglect. Makes the person feel ugly.
Yes, yes.
And it occurs in the home.
Yes, yes.
Can't you hear a child now? Neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, no one helps me with my homework.
Yes.
No one tells what time.
Yeah.
And then she would begin to anoint him with the ointment that was on
the inside.
Yes.
It was a sign of being transferred from under her parents' authority.
Yes, sir.
To the authority of her husband. It was a sign of reverence and respect.
Yes.
And the context of this passage makes it clear that this woman is well past marriageable age.
Yes.
We do not know whether she's married or not. We may reasonably presume that she is not, because she is in the presence of her husband.
Yes.
In Jewish terms, this tells us that she has not been lucky in love.
Yes.
She has never been seen from bad times.
Yes.
Like many of us, she's been some places.
Yes.
She has done some things.
Yes.
That has made her feel downright hopeless. Life can so mar us that oftentimes we feel like we're at the end of our proverbial rope. We are one step away from losing our minds. This lady had reached that point, and then she remembered one thing. She was in rough times in her life. She has held on to one thing of value. Her virginity gone. Her love for herself gone. Her dignity stripped. But she had one thing left. This little alabaster box of ointment. This box of ointment was evidently very costly.
Yeah.
The parallel account in Mark 14 and 5 indicates that the box and the ointment